This is Dr. Ali dictating a follow-up, a readmission note, patient name, Eaton, E-A-T-U-N, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, date of birth, 8/25/1954, place, Westgate Nursing Rehab. It's a coverage for Dr. Azra Ahmed. Date of service 6/29/2024. Date of service 6/29/2024. History of present illness. This is a 69-year-old female. She was admitted to Mercy Hospital. Patient has a history of end-stage renal disease and hemodialysis Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Hypertension, MRSA endocarditis, status post mitral valve repair, subclavian thrombosis, anemia, and GERD, paroxysmal AFib, on Eliquis, and presenting from the facility to the hospital with the hyperkalemia. Patient was evaluated and subsequently admitted to the hospital. Because of hyperkalemia and AV fistula malformation, AV fistula malfunction. In the emergency room, the lab showed potassium 6.4. EKG did not show any hyperkalemia changes. Patient received insulin, albuterol, with some improvement in her potassium. She was admitted to medical ward, telemetry unit. Nephrology consulted. She was continued on hemodialysis. Given concern for clotting of fistula, in the outpatient setting, vascular surgery was consulted and they requested a Doppler sonogram, AV fistula Doppler revealed, patency of the fistula as well as 3 pseudoaneurysm. Patient underwent fistulogram on June 26, 2024, which revealed no further surgical intervention was required and patient was discharged back to the facility. When I saw the patient, she's doing well, no headache, no dizziness, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, end-stage renal disease and hemodialysis, hypertension, history of opioid dependence in the past, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, history of acute DVT, left subclavian, ambulatory dysfunction, generalized weakness, left breast swelling, history of mitral valve repair, history of endocarditis. Next nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting, no chest pain, no dizziness. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Oriented M3, cooperative, blood pressure. Pulse 69. Temperature 8.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 20. Oxygen saturation 97%. Had edema, pneumophilic, eyes anectaric, no ear near the discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, diminished breath sound at the bases, no wheezing, heart SMS2, irregular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound positive, extremities. No calf tenderness, neuro patient awake, alert, oriented M3, sitting on the chair. Assessment, patient is readmitted. Medication upon discharge. From the hospital, Eliquis 5 mg twice a day, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Tessalon Perl 100 mg, 3 times a day PRN. Fosro 667, 3 times a day with each meal. Fluticasone nasal spray daily. Metoprolol 25 mg BID. Lokelma 10 gram daily. Trazodone 50 mg daily, Talna 650 Q6RP RN. Midodrine 10 milligram Monday, Wednesday and Friday for hypotension. Patient is also on Suboxone. Will continue the same dose. She get 4/1 milligram every morning and at bedtime. Next line, fluticasone nasal spray, as I mentioned, naloxone for suspected overdose. Biscadol 10 mg daily for constipation, PRN basis. Zofran 4 mg Q8-hour PRN for nausea if needed. Assessment, patient is admitted to the facility, ESRD and hemodialysis. Excellent. Malfunctioning AV fistula, stress post fistulogram. No operative management at this point is functioning. Next line. Hypertension, next line history of endocarditis, status post mitral valve repair, history of subclavian thrombosis, history of GERD, history of paroxysmal AFib and bronchiolitis, hyperkalemia resolved, history of GERD, history of opioid abuse in the past, currently on Suboxone. Plan of care will continue her current medications and monitor her closely. Thank you.